I want to now talk a little bit about, as an innovator, let's say in a large company, where the company's made some commitment to change, to be more innovative, and you have a hand in this as an employee, right? In shaping this and driving this. There's always a dynamic tension in corporations as to their level of comfort in trying new things, right? This is how we've always done it, versus here are, you know, intellectually we think that, you know, we read a lot of stuff and we can do a lot of things, but that's not us, right? So there's always that tension. So as an innovator, what's both your obligation and the right mindset around how and where you push the boundaries and how and where you play within the existing norms?
Good question. I think this does go back a little bit to culture, doesn't it, though, in terms of, it goes back to two things, the culture of the organization. So you have to know what is the appetite for, again, your audience. So, you know, are you working at CEO, at C-suite and board level that you're going to be trying to influence? Are you thinking about even at the investor level, what do they care about? Ultimately, they care about the bottom line, right? I mean, we talk a lot about the triple bottom line in the social and environmental innovation space, which is the financial, social, and environmental objectives of an organization, because we see them as integrated, of course, and we have proof now over the last 20 years how social and environmental innovations are propelling companies forward on stock exchanges, right? So the point would be that, you know, we need to be able to prove that there is a financial result for the company. And, you know, there's a status quo, a way of doing things. Yes, we've been doing them this certain way for 30 years and it's working. But I would say you need to come up again with that business case. So what are other companies doing? What is best practice in the market? And what are the benefits of change? So, you know, so a CEO or a divisional department head, et cetera, they're going to want to see the hard numbers. So I would say, look at your argument for implementing a change to a policy, a procedure, a best practice within an organization as a business proposition. That's all it is, right? Is that you need to be able to prove that if we do this, this is what could happen. If we don't do this, this is what could happen. So there's a risk to not acting, to not changing. And there's an opportunity to changing and acting. And you do that in the context of the market. So again, what are our competitors doing? What are our suppliers and our value chain and supply chain doing? What are our customers asking for? And how do we then stay ahead of the market through prioritizing change within our organization? And that's a big loaded question. I mean, this is a whole piece of McKinsey consulting right here, but That's what I would say just at top value is look at it like building a business case as you would for anything else.
Good. And just to one more quick follow-up on this, which is, are there any kind of really basic tactics around getting leadership to be more aggressive than less around strategy and execution on the innovation front?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's lonely. It's lonely at the top. It's lonely to be a leader. There's a lot of pressure on our leaders, right? Again, a word that's overused. But, you know, ultimately, their jobs are on the line as well, right? And they're worried about job security. They're worried about what is their purpose. How are they going to make an impact? How are they going to have the credibility to their investors or board? So again, wearing the hat of that leader is always a good thing to do. What is keeping them up at night? What are they afraid of? What they don't feel that they're perfect, right? I mean, yes, they've gotten to that point because they've been able to excel in certain areas, but they're not perfect and they know they're not perfect. So I think the way to get the leader to get to that next level of being able to shape change is also through that self-reflection. And I find that when we get leaders out of the day job, out of the office, and into these off-site, one-week transformational change programs that I take them through, they're able to get a different perspective on what is their role, what is their purpose, And they're able to come back to the day job, back to the company where the pressures are, with a different perspective and a different approach. So if I were to give anyone any advice anywhere in their career, it's to take time out a couple of times a year to do some sort of skill building or leadership or communications or something kind of retreat where you're able to go get perspective from other people that maybe aren't people you're dealing with every day, and from trainers and mentors and coaches that can help to unleash the potential that might be blocked inside of you.